Ladies and gentlemen, here is the latest bulletin from the Intercontinental Radio News, Toronto, Canada. Professor Morse of McMillan University reports observing a total of 3 explosions on the planet Mars between the hours of 7:45 p.m. and 9:20 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This confirms earlier reports received from American observatories. Now, just in nearer home, comes a special bulletin from Trenton, New Jersey. It is reported that at 8:50 p.m., a huge flaming object, believed to be a meteorite, fell on a farm in the neighborhood of Grover's Mill, New Jersey, 22 miles from Trenton. The flash of the sky was visible within a radius of several hundred miles, and the noise of the impact was heard as far north as Elizabeth. We have now dispatched a special mobile unit to the scene. We have our commentator, Carl Phillips. We'll give you a word picture of the scene as soon as he can reach there from Princeton. In the meantime, we take you to the Hotel Martinet in Brooklyn, where Bobby Millett and his orchestra are offering a program of dance music. All right, we take you now to Grover's Mill, New Jersey.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Carl Phillips again, out at the Wilmoth Farm, Grover's Mill, New Jersey. Professor Pearson and myself made the 11 miles from Princeton in 10 minutes. Well, I hardly know where to begin to paint for you a word picture of the strange scene before my eyes, like something out of a modern Arabian Nights. Well, I just got here. I haven't had a chance to look around yet. I guess that's it. Yes, that's the thing directly in front of me, half buried in a vast pit. Must have struck with terrific force. The ground is covered with splinters of a tree. It must have struck on its way down. What I can see of the object itself doesn't look very much like a meteor. At least not the meteors I've seen. It looks more like a huge cylinder. It has a diameter of, what would you say, Professor Pearson?
What's that?
What would you say, what's the diameter of this?
About 30 yards.
30 yards. 30. The metal on the sheath is, I've never seen anything like it. The color is sort of yellowish white. Curious spectators now are pressing close to the object. In spite of the efforts of the police to keep them back, they're getting in front of my line of vision. Would you mind standing one side, please?
One side there.
Would you mind standing
one side?
Please. While the policemen are pushing the crowd back, here's Mr. Wilmoth, owner of the farm here. He may have some interesting facts to add. Mr. Wilmoth, would you please tell the radio audience as much as you remember of this rather unusual visitor that has dropped into your backyard? A step closer. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mr. Wilmoth.
I was listening to the radio.
Closer and louder.
Sorry.
No, louder.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And closer.
Well, I was listening to the radio, kind of drowsing. That professor fella was talking about Mars, so I was half dozing.
Yes, Mr. Wilmoth. And then what happened?
Well, as I was saying, I was listening to the radio, kind of halfway
dozing. Yes, Mr. Wilmoth, and then you saw something.
Well, not at first, no. I heard something, though.
And what did you hear?
Well, it was a hissing sound, kind of like a 4th of July rocket or something.
Yes, and then what?
Well, I turned my head out the window and would have sworn I was to sleep and dreaming.
Yes, yes.
I seen kind of a greenish streak, and then zingo, something smacked the ground and knocked me clear off my chair.
Well, were you frightened, Mr. Wilmoth?
Well, I ain't quite sure. I reckon I was kind of riled.
Well, thank you, Mr. Wilmoth. Thank you very much.
Want me to tell you some more?
No, that's quite all right. That's plain. Ladies and gentlemen, you've just heard Mr. Wilmoth, owner of the farm where this thing has fallen. I wish I could convey the atmosphere, the background of this fantastic scene. Hundreds of cars are parked in the field in back of us. Police are trying to rope off the roadway leading into the farm, but it's no use. They're breaking right through. Cars' headlights throw an enormous spotlight on the pit where the object's half buried. And some of the more daring souls now are venturing near the edge. Their silhouettes stand out against the metal sheen. One man wants to touch the thing. He's having an argument with a policeman. The policeman wins. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there's something I haven't mentioned in all this excitement, but it's becoming more distinct. Perhaps you've caught it already on your radio. Listen, listen, please. Do you hear it? It's a curious humming sound that seems to be coming from inside the object. I'll move the microphone nearer. Here. And now we're not more than 25 feet away. Can you hear it now? Oh, Professor Pearson!
Yes, Mr. Phillips.
Can you tell us the meaning of that scraping noise inside the thing?
Well, it's possibly the unique cooling of its surface.
Do you still think it's a meteor, Professor?
I don't know what to think. The metal casing is definitely extraterrestrial, not found on this Earth. Friction with the Earth's atmosphere usually tears holes in a meteorite. This thing is smooth and, as you can see, of cylindrical shape.
Just a minute. Just a minute, something is happening. Ladies and gentlemen, this is terrific. This end of the thing is beginning to flake off. The top is beginning to rotate like a screw. This thing must be hollow.
That thing's moving!
Back there.
Hey, wait a minute, wait a minute. Maybe there's a man
there
trying to escape. Wait a minute.
Just a moment there.
Stay back.
Will you please get back?
Look at this. Stay back.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the most terrifying thing I've ever witnessed. Wait a minute. Someone's crawling out of the hollow top. Someone or something I can see peering out of that black hole. Two luminous discs. Are they eyes? It might be a face. It might... Something's wriggling out of the shadow like a gray snake. Now it's another one. They look like tentacles to me. There, I can see the thing's body now. It's large. It's large as a man. It glistens like wet leather. But that face, it's... Ladies and gentlemen, it's... indescribable. I can hardly force myself to keep looking at it. It's so awful. The eyes are black and they gleam like a serpent. The mouth is kind of V-shaped with saliva dripping from its rimless lips that seem to quiver and pulsate. The monster, or whatever it is, can hardly move. It seems weighed down by possibly gravity or something. The thing's rising up now. The crowd falls back. They've seen plenty. The most extraordinary experience. I can't find words. Well, I'll pull this microphone with me as I talk. I'll have to stop the description until I can take a new position. Hold on, will you please? I'll be right back in a minute.
War of the Worlds will continue on the Mark and Brian radio program on 95.5 KLOS.